Nanaimo, BC, woman says she is serenading a killer whale calf with her violin, hoping to entice the orca to leave the remote lagoon where she has been trapped alone for almost 4 weeks. Carol Love says she is watching the tides at the Vancouver Island Lagoon and will be playing the violin at every high tide to entice the orca calf to pass through a narrow channel, under a bridge and into the open ocean. Love, a Canadian military veteran, says her first visit to the bridge Wednesday night didn't work, but she did see the orca calf rise to the surface in the distance. Love's tidal-timed violin concerts come as a rescue team continues preparations for another attempt to catch the killer whale calf in a net and transport it to the nearby ocean. The Ihat Esut First Nation named the young orca Kwisahi, is, or brave little hunter, after she ventured into the lagoon off northwest Vancouver Island with her mother last month. The pregnant mother whale became stranded on a rocky beach at low tide and died, and rescuers have been trying to get the calf to leave the lagoon, 450 kilometers northwest of Victoria, so it can reunite with its pod. Love, who says she couldn't help but be inspired to help the orca calf, played her violin Wednesday along to a recording of her favorite song, Tennessee Whiskey, by country singer Chris Stapleton. Read also: How to Make Friends with a Lonely Whale. Tips offered on Zabios Orca Rescue. Read also: BC rescue team regroups after little orca thwarts capture in remote lagoon.